Let us bow down and look to Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of worship you've given us, Father Lord. As a small family, Father Lord, we have gathered together in your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, bless each person who have come today, Lord Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Father Lord, and bless each person who are not able to come today, Lord Jesus. Lord, we totally surrender us into your mighty hands, Father Lord. Lord, be with us and guide us, and you speak to us, Father Lord. You hide me under your wings, Lord Jesus. It is not my words, Father Lord, but let your Holy Spirit speak to us, each one, Lord Jesus. We completely surrender everything into your mighty hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I first of all thank God for using me. The topic why I've chosen today, the broken vessel, is like, this is the feeling most of us feel many times, brokenness in our hearts. So somehow the Lord showed me that this is a topic that I want to speak today. So God is using such a broken vessel like me to speak like this. It's a very great privilege for me. So Psalm 31 verse 12. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. So, broken vessel, what do you mean by that? It means, like, when it is used as a noun, it means a person who feels completely flawed or destroyed. Brokenness. So it literally means forcibly separated into two or more pieces. Describes a person who is extremely discouraged and unhappy. So most of us, many times, we feel this brokenness in our hearts and there's nobody to help us. Many people even throw us because of a brokenness. But our God always hears the prayer of a broken-hearted person. In Psalm chapter 51, verse 17, David says, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise." Lord, we have a wonderful God who hears our prayers, and he will never push away a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So a vessel being broken has to actually have a purpose for being that way. And only when we are ready to be broken, God will use us and reshape us into a beautiful and useful vessel. And why do we need brokenness in our lives? I just wanted to share three purposes of brokenness in our lives. The first thing is our brokenness in some way will help others. I came across the story of a cracked pot. It seems that there was a pot water bearer in some village. And he had two pots on a pole in each side. On each side, he had two pots. And one pot, it was very beautiful. It didn't have any cracks or leaks. But the other pot, it had full of cracks at the bottom. And it didn't carry the water all through the way. When he filled the water from the well and took it to his master's house, only half of the pot was there. So half of the water had been spilled on the way. So one day this cracked pot asked that pot bearer, why do you use me still? I'm all with cracks and flaws, but why do you use me? I do not even serve that purpose. But this pot bearer, he didn't tell anything, and he just told, today when you come along this way, you just watch for the beautiful flowers along the path. So as usual, they walked along the same trail, and when they came to the end of the trail, he said, still the crackpot still felt unhappy. So this man said, "Did you notice the beautiful flowers along the way?" "Yes, I did." And then he said, "Because of the cracks in your pot, I took advantage of that, and I planted some seeds along that way. And because of the cracks, the water leaked through that bottom, and the beautiful flowers are there because of you." So that cracked pot felt its worth at that day. So each of us has our own unique flaws. We're all cracked pots, but if we allow it, the Lord will use our flaws to grace His Father's table. In God's great economy, nothing goes waste. So acknowledge our flaws and allow God to take advantage of them, and you too can be the cause of beauty in His pathway. So go out boldly, knowing that in our weaknesses we find His strength, and that in Him every one of God's promises is a yes. And the next thing is it draws us close to God. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. It's by human nature, only when we face lots of trials and problems and brokenness, we tend to seek God more. So when everything is perfect, we don't seek God in a much closer way. So only the more we are broken, the more we seek God. Hannah was broken in a very most difficult way. And when she poured out to God, God heard her prayer. And the next thing is it produces fruit in us. John chapter 12 verse 24 says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Now seeds undergo a big process. They themselves are broken and they are planted and they are buried in the ground. So once they die and they are buried, the transformation begins. It has given a life by dying in the process. Yeah, so Jesus himself was broken for us and was planted as a seed so that we could all have eternal life. If he had not come to save us, we would have been lost and we would have been living a life of sin all through this day. So his death produced life for us. And what are all the ways in which we are broken? First is broken in body. You'll all know about Frances Jane Crosby, also known as Fanny Crosby. She was blind when she was a 2 months old baby because of a mistake the doctors did. So, but she has written more than 9,000 hymns in her life. So even in spite of her blindness, she has written lots of hymns, which includes "All the Way My Savior Leads Me," "Blessed Assurance," "Draw Me Nearer," and a lot more. So one day, some preacher went and told her, I think it's a very great pity that God has taken away your sight because he has showered a lot of gifts on you. But this Fanny Crosby, she responded that if she had been given a petition to God when she was born, she would have wanted to be born blind, so that when she gets to heaven, the first face that shall gladden her heart will be that of the Savior. So we might have weaknesses in our body, but that will not put a block to serve Christ. As Paul said, "I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me." We have to proclaim every day this promise that only God can work through in our brokenness and be used as a vessel. We also find many such persons in Bible. Moses, who had a stuttering tongue, was used by God to lead Israel out of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 4 verse 10, Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." So, and also, Jesus' body was broken for all of us, and by his stripes you are healed. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 24 says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And the other way which we are broken is, and we are broken in spirit most of the time. In Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 says, "A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bone." No, that is the most painful feeling we have, the broken spirit most of the times. So many great people in the Bible, one classic example is David. David was broken in his spirit all the time, and he was always being chased, and he was always in war. And because of his brokenness, he's written so many psalms, which we use when we are broken. And one instant I want to talk about David's life is 1 Samuel chapter 30 verses 1 to 6. We find that the Amalekites came and took all of David's family with them. And when he heard about this, he was greatly distressed in his spirit and he cried to the Lord. And verse 4 says, "So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep." So this is the feeling we find so many times. We don't even have strength to weep out and cry to the Lord. Do we have such brokenness in our hearts? The Lord, sometimes it is very essential to cry with a broken heart. So David found strength in the Lord. So even Joseph, when he was put up in the jail, he did no mistake, but he would have been broken in his spirit. And after many years, he became the prime minister of Egypt. And even one instant is like Mother Teresa. She's a living example. When she was in Calcutta, when she was collecting funds for the poor, she went to a rich businessman and she asked him for funds for the poor people. And one man, he said, he just spit on her palms. And he said, this is my contribution. And she was very broken in spirit, but still she asked him, okay, let this contribution be for me, but you contribute to the poor. And he was very moved by the statement, and he said, and he gave off entire his property to the kid, to the poor people. So we all need to have such broken spirit with us, and broken things can become better things if you let God do the mending. And we all know about the incident which happened before Jesus' death on the cross, where women anointed Jesus with expensive perfume. Mark chapter 14 verse 3 to 9. I am reading the third verse. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Now, these alabaster jars are often made from a precious stone found in Israel. The stone resembles the texture of marble and was extremely expensive to own. These jars contain ointments, oils, and perfume. The thick stone prevented the aroma from escaping and kept the perfume from spoiling. So only if you want to open the jar, you just have to break it. It will be sealed and it can be used only once. To everyone else around her, when they saw this, there were so many reactions. Some thought she was so crazy to use all this nard on the Lord. She could have fed the poor with this money. But the Lord knew why she was anointing him like that. But what does the Lord see regarding this woman and her broken alabaster flask containing the precious nard? He sees someone who saw that being broken was the only way to get to release something of great worth. Here is the Lord said concerning her tribute. Matthew chapter 26 verse 13. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what this woman has done shall be told as a memorial of her. So she saw that the contents of this alabaster flask was the best to anoint Jesus. This one who forgave the most, that has a show of her love and faith, she loved him back the most by stealing an opportunity to anoint him before his burial. So when the jar was broken, it filled that entire room. So only when we are broken, we will release something of great worth. So bring all your brokenness to the feet of God and pour it to him, and he will shape us again. As we all know in Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 3 and 4, so I went down to the potter's house and saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. I want to quote someone, Vance Havner. He quotes, God uses broken things. It takes broken soil to produce a crop, broken clouds to give rain, broken grain to give bread, broken bread to give strength. It is the broken alabaster box that gives forth perfume. It is Peter weeping bitterly who returns to greater power. And also, I want to share an incident which I read across the internet. I think most of you would have known it. It is based on Malachi chapter 3 verse 3. There was a group of women in a Bible study. They were reading the book of Malachi. And as they were reading chapter 3, they came across this verse saying, he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. So this verse, when they came across this verse, they were all puzzled. What does this statement say about this character, about the character and nature of God? And so one woman, she was so curious to know about it, and she went to a silversmith. And she called him and made an appointment to him, and she just wanted to know what the process is of refining is. So she went there and she watched the silversmith. He held a piece of silver over the fire and let it heat it up. And then he explained that in refining silver, one needed to hold the silver piece in the middle of the fire where the flames were the hottest to burn away all the impurities. So this woman thought, God holding us in such a hot spot. Then she thought again about the verse. It says that he sits as a refiner and purifier of silver. So she asked the silversmith if it is true that he had to sit there all the time and hold the silver. Then the man answered, yes, he had to sit holding the silver because if he let the silver be in the hot flame for a long time, it would be destroyed. So how wonderful promise it is that God is looking at us all the time, even though we undergo all the brokenness in our lives, even though all the weaknesses and every trials, God is seeing us and He knows when to pick us out of that clay, of that miry pit. So today, if you're feeling the heat of the fire, remember that God has His eye on you and will keep His hand on you and watch over you until He sees His image in you. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 says, "These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." So, today you may be broken in your body or you may be broken in your spirit. I myself stand as a testimony. I never thought I will get an opportunity like this to glorify God, but years back, I wouldn't even have thought that I would be coming and giving a devotion like this and all. So I was a broken vessel and God has chosen me and He has given me such an opportunity to glorify Him. And I'm sure like God uses every broken vessel like you and me for His glory. Let us bow down our heads. Father God, thank you, Father Lord. Thank you for the wonderful promise you've given us, Father Lord. Lord, it is by your grace, Father Lord, that you have chosen each one of us, Lord Jesus. And it is only your promise, Father Lord. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So whatever weaknesses we may have in our body or spirit or soul, Father Lord, Lord, take away all the brokenness in our lives, Father Lord, and let it all be used for your glory, Lord Jesus. And use each one of us who have gathered here, Father Lord, for your glory, Lord Jesus. And I bless them, Lord Jesus, anoint them with the Holy Spirit and give them gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, Father Lord, and be with each of us, Lord Jesus. And let this promise, Father Lord, let us claim in Jesus' name every day, Lord Jesus, and let us be covered and washed in your blood every moment in our lives, Father Lord. Lord, you be with us and guide us. I ask all this in the precious name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.